Let's go to Michael in Billings, Montana. He said, I couldn't help but entreat you out of genuine Christian concern to forgo your attacks on the gospel as recorded by Van Halen during the Sammy Hagar era. Unfortunately, it has become fashionable in our post-hair metal era to continually attack the merits of Van Halen under the direction of Sammy Hagar. These David Lee Roth pietists are in error. I encourage them all to please recognize their sins of pride and a false sense of superiority over other Van Halen fans. Admittedly, the group did fall into apostasy, as witnessed by their later works, namely the album Balance and that whole Gary Cherone debacle. However, we as Christians should not discard Van Hagar's meritorious work simply because of their later transgressions. I entreat all Diamond Day fans to please rejoin their brethren and to not lord their narrow selection of the Van Halen canon over other fans who can recognize the merits of Van Halen under either band leader.